This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. Democratic Representative Steve Cohen.
It's good the judge agreed with us. It's the law. It's oversight as American as apple pie.
McGahn was a star witness in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Meanwhile, the Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's order, keying up a precedent-setting case at the Supreme Court with implications for other witnesses in the impeachment inquiry. Former Secretary of the Navy Richard V. Spencer condemned the President of the United States, saying that President Trump's actions send a dangerous message to the troops. At the center of it all, a Navy SEAL war crimes case. Spencer's firing was part of that fallout. That SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, was acquitted in the deadly stabbing of a teenaged ISIS captive in 2017. After he was found guilty of posing inappropriately with the corpse, the Navy decided to convene a Trident review board to determine if Gallagher could keep his coveted Navy SEAL Trident pin and retire as a Navy SEAL.
So when you have a system that allows Sergeant Bergdahl to go, and you probably had 5 to 6 people killed, nobody even knows the number, because he left, and he gets a slap on the wrist, if that. And then you have a system where these warriors get put in jail for 25 years. I'm going to stick for our warrior. I will stick up for the warriors.
A strong earthquake struck the area of Albania's capital early Tuesday, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds of others. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was a magnitude 6.4 with an epicenter 30 kilometers northwest of the capital of Tirana. This is VOA News. Israel's Attorney General says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can stay on as head of government even after he was indicted last week for alleged corruption. Although cabinet ministers are required to step down after an indictment, the laws about a prime minister are not explicit. That would change if Benjamin Netanyahu is convicted and all his appeals are exhausted. He's facing pressure from the opposition to resign after it was announced that he had been indicted last week. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly to the opinions of the members of the public after Sunday's local elections that saw a number of voters deliver a stunning rebuke to Beijing.
We have started public dialogue with the community, but unfortunately with the unstable environment and the chaotic situation, I could not do more of that sort of engagement. I hope that the environment will allow me to do it now.
The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. District council members have no power to pass legislation. They deal mainly with hyper-local issues such as noise complaints and bus stop locations. The emissions gap report is one of the several studies released ahead of UN climate talks in Madrid next week, aimed at spurring world leaders to limit climate change. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change last year warned of huge global changes if that target is not met, such as the loss of nearly all coral reefs and most Arctic sea ice. Inger Andersen is the executive director of the UN Environment Programs.
At this time, had we acted in 2010, we would have had to reduce our emissions by 3.3% a year. Now, because of climate procrastination, which we have essentially had during these 10 years, we are looking at a 7.6% reduction.
But, she said, hope is not lost.
Is that possible? Absolutely. Will it take political will? Yes. Will we need to have the private sector lean in? Yes. But the science tells us that we can do this.
The report named the United States as one of several large emitters alongside Brazil and Japan. Pakistan's highest court has temporarily suspended a government notification that allowed the country's powerful military chief to serve another full 3-year term. Tuesday's unprecedented move by the Supreme Court came several months after the Prime Minister issued an extension order for the Army Chief of Staff. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.